Take oil and you put spices into it. If you put into it cloves, let's say, if you hold that cloves are atzei v'samim, or rosemary, which is atzei v'samim, then isbei v'samim, isbei v'samim, you put in mint, which is isbei v'samim. Im hoyu boi etzim v'samim v'vav boi neim v'samim. It had a mixture of different things, then you make a boi mina v'samim. Then sinanoi v'hoitzim mina v'samim, filter it out, and now you not have any of the actual pieces of the b'samim, and it just has a smell. It's considered a fine smelling oil, even though it's not from the oil itself. That's good enough to make this bracha. Others say that ain't no bracha of cloud. They say that since the spice that gave the smell is not there, so basically it just has remnants of the smell. So, for example, if you have a piece of cloth that you put the etzrog in, and then you take the etzrog out and you smell the cloth, you don't make a bracha on it because that's not the etzrog. So, therefore, you do not make a bracha, according to this opinion. Since we have a suffix, it's better not to smell it and not get into a suffix bracha. Because a suffix, if you have to make a bracha or not. Now, fine, if you have something else to make a bracha on, it's a part of this, then you don't have a problem. The Mishnah Berurah says, afraid to say a person doesn't want to be machmir, can't smell it and make a bracha, boring mina b'samim. So, halacha l'maaseh is the third opinion. That you make a boring mina b'samim such a thing. It says, on Yom Kippur, that people take some alcohol that has some smell in it, they don't make a broth on it, so it's a problem, because if it has a smell from some spices that were once inside of it, then you have to make a broth. And he says that some of them pour it on a piece of cloth, which is, that's also because it's moilid reach. You know, that make reach in clothing on yontif. Yeah, the whole discussion, what about man-made perfumes and things, different chemicals we put into it. So the whole discussion that Paiskim, which some Zaman had started to say, you don't make a broch on it. The Yashiv says, you do make a broch on it. The Maizah has an Esreach. Many Achreinim seem to hold that way also. So if you have a synthetic, good-smelling thing, this is what you rely on to make a broch. I mean, boy, mean it. So Simlak Chilfi Deyame. The chilfi the yam and varbori atzei v'samim. What's a simlek? Yesh mefarshim rosemary. That we know what it is. The rosemary grows on a bush. That's a bori atzei v'samim. And yesh mefarshim jasmine. Yesh mefarshim shu esev sheyesh lo shalosh shuah shel olam zula malam yizu lechol shuah shalosh olam. Sounds very much like hadasim. But the truth is, you wouldn't make a bori atzei v'samim a hadasim because it goes on a tree. Chilfi the yam shu bolis neid shekoyrim ishri. That is something which is called Shibolis Neid. Okay, something smells good. Comes from a tree. Sivchas Sigli Vein Yoilis or Isbevisim. That's some type of flower that does not grow on a tree. It says, Nagis Vuchabzelis Shemim Shuliyev Im Godel Beginu Vuch 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 Atzibisim Godel Basodim Vuch Vuch Isbevisim. It's an interesting thing. What's the difference? Whether it grows in a garden, as you make an atzei b'samim, and it grows in the wild, you don't. It seems that this plant, that the cultivated version, lasts for the next year, so that's what's considered apes. Whereas the other one dries up at the end of the year. If you'd, how you the fun of atzei b'samim, isbei b'samim, mina b'samim, v'racha, kol echad, v'racha, agu yoloi. If you have all three of these minim, then you make each one v'racha independently. You don't make one v'racha for all of them, just like my food. Vegetables, shakal. If he made on the mina b'samim, and he had in mind to pata all the other ones, then it does work, but lechatchila he shouldn't do that. He should make each one bracha independently. If the person made a bracha, he's paid b'samim, and so he's supposed to be atzei b'samim, he's not yaitse, because it's not like hadoma and bari pre'eit. Because hadoma bari pre'eit, a tree also goes from the hadoma. But an eitse is not an eitse. Two different things. Yeah, it says the Ramov, in b'rach ha'kulam, mina b'samim, yotze, like we learned before, and we say, even in the case where you're mechavan, to be made to other things, to the evidence works. So, if lahakim shall eitel, and shall isbe b'samim, ayin reishud ala. We have two different types of brachas, there's the makloikis, whether you should make a bracha on the eitel or the dhamma first. Over here, it says, Mr. Brewer, that the one that he prefers should be the one he makes the bracha on first. If they're both equal, then he should be makdim the atzei v'samim also as much as possible.